Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. I'm so excited about today's show. I'm going to be introducing you here shortly to two beautiful co-hosts that have incredible stories to share. And it is through us sharing our experience that gives other people permission to also rise up into their highest potential. So before I started the show today, I just happened to ask the producer, which is Jacob, and I want to I was asking him what's new in his world. Intuitively, it was just like, hey, Jacob, what's new in your world? And he said, what's new is, Jacob, do you mind saying it?
I am picking up an engagement ring today.
You're picking up. Yeah. Isn't that exciting?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Yeah. And so here we are. We're celebrating you and picking up the engagement ring, celebrating your union with the person that you want to spend your life with. So many blessings to you. And so it's on the air. And so I'm so glad I asked you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Cornelia.
Yeah. Wonderful. So, beloved audience, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Before we even talk about anything else, let me bring on my first co-host, and that is Dr. Marilyn Wiley. Welcome to the show today, Dr. Marilyn.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to have you. Thank you for saying yes and coming on. Now, you are a world changer and you're doing a lot of things. You have a lot of credentials. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about your background? But I want to also announce that you are the founder of Victim Advocacy Services, and you founded this, was this last year during COVID?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
Like right before COVID, it was, I think it was October, around between August and October of 19. And it was for victim advocacy. It's PJ's Corner. And it basically centers around not just victims of crime, but victims of families that may have had someone to commit suicide, sex trafficking, anything not of a violent nature, but anything that could cause trauma. So it's a wide variety of advocacy.
Yeah. So you're the founder of that and you're getting that off the ground now. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's wonderful because, you know, you're offering a resource for people to where they can come and feel heard, where they can get the right resources that they need in order to have the support. Because a lot of times we know that in the system, people fall through the cracks. And
yes.
So what inspired this for you?
During my work in one of my therapeutic relationships, one of my former patients and her husband were advocates. A victim of crime. I think they were in California, but his daughter, he was on the police force and his daughter was murdered by a Mexican drug cartel. And it was in a revenge toward him. And as we were speaking one day, they asked, you know, what is my passion? Where does my passion lie? And I mentioned that it was helping people, you know, people that have been victimized and people that have, you know, been treated unfairly in the courts when it comes to losing family members. And as we were having this conversation, she mentioned that her and her husband had did that for the last 25 years, and they are now retired. And since they are retired, they were looking for someone to carry that torch to continue on what they started. And so from that, it kind of spearheaded me to go ahead, and they gave me the push to go ahead and start the PJ's Corner. Good. And it's named PJ's Corner after the two of them.
Wow, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, how big do you see this vision getting? So, you know, the human trafficking, child trafficking, you know, all of these things that have been going on here for a long time. Definitely need the support right now in major ways. Mm-hmm. So you could possibly even use funding in order to, yes. Right? So mm-hmm. How can people find out more? And tell me more about what your vision is. What do you see? What do you want people to do? What do you see happening?
My vision is more of a community-based type thing and people pulling together regardless of ethnic background. And just seeing the need of people and helping them. And I have a PJ's Corner Facebook page, and it also has a way for people to donate if they like for the cause or for fundraising. But I see it eventually, I hope to establish multiple locations and places where, you know, we can get a lot of different people involved in not just in target populations. So there are a lot of targeted areas, but there are people that's forgotten and people that don't have that resource. And so my hope and my goal is to someday reach out to those people that really need the services.
Yeah, so basically you're empowering the community, you're empowering the people to come together and support each other, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. really awesome. Thank you for doing that leadership and really having that vision and putting that together. I know when you have a vision and you have a dream that mm-hmm. it takes a lot of work in order to, yes. you know, put it all down and lay the foundation and stay true to it. So I admire you for that. Let's tell the audience where they can find out a little bit more about PJ's Corner and giving them a call to action.
Well, they can always look for me. I have my own personal page, which is I Am Dr. Marilyn on Facebook, and that's on Instagram and on Twitter. And we also have a PJ's Corner Facebook page. And on that page, you can find more information on how to contact us or give us a call. You can even inbox us, message us, and we will find a way to contact you back. I mean, we would like to speak to people, but in this day and time, everybody's so busy, it's kind of difficult to have a phone conversation. So we are not opposed to having conversations via text messages, emails, anything that will work for the people that's willing to help.
Oh yeah, that's wonderful. And I bet there is a lot of people out there that want to help but don't know how.
Mm-hmm. You know? Absolutely.
So having mm-hmm. having a place to go to get you know, to get the support and give the support.
Exactly.
And that's really what it's about, isn't it?
What
yes. else would you like to let the audience know today? Is there anything else you would like to share, you know, from your background or anything else that you want to alert us to?
More or less just letting people know that even though things get difficult, things get hard and tough, you can still move past it. And, lot of what kept me going on days that I didn't want to push forward is my support system. And so my objective is to be a good support system for others, just as I have a good support system for myself. And so whenever there's a time when a person feels like they have goals or they want to, you know, do things, reach out. I will talk to anybody at any time. I'm not one of those people that's I might be unreachable at times, but I do get back with people. But the main thing is have a goal and have a support system to reach that goal. A lot of us are shy and don't want to ask people for help, but sometimes we need that help because if not, the more we take on, the more we're apt to break and not have enough strength to move forward or to reach those goals. And so I really encourage people, tap into your resources, find help, and keep going. No matter what, keep going.
And ask for help.
Ask for help.
And asking for help really puts us in a vulnerable position.
Yes. But
that is what we need to, do is to offer, because there's strength in vulnerability, right?
It is. It is.
It takes a lot of courage to be vulnerable and ask for help, to be the one, to be the receiver, right?
Yes. And knowing that you're going to be, you know, putting yourself out there out front, you're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to suffer attacks and things of that nature. And nobody can just go past things as if it didn't happen. Everybody has a point where they are broken or they feel like they can't go any further. I've been there a time or two myself, and I'm continuing to go through it. But the objective is knowing that it's a better day coming soon. It may not be tomorrow, but it's coming. And so I have to find that place of peace where I can absorb that. I am that person that has to, I always tell people, be still, get quiet, and let's heal. And that's meaningful to me, because when I, you know, at a place where I can feel it. I don't like to say depression, because I feel like depression is cursing ourselves and it's of the devil. But I do, but I say I'm feeling blue, or I'm in a funk, or I'm in some type of mood. And so when I know that and I listen to my body, I find a way to be still and be quiet, so I can not only hear myself and my negative, but hear positive thoughts and feeding them into myself, encouraging myself. And then I open the door for everybody else to help. But everybody need a moment of silence to put things in order. And it's okay. A lot of us are afraid of silence. We are afraid to own our thoughts and our feelings. No one is perfect. No one, if anybody ever told you they never felt like ending it or not waking up the next morning, they're probably lying.
Yeah.
So, and I tell people that all the time. But when you get there, the key is knowing how to come out of it, knowing that it's okay to have those thoughts, but it's not okay to stay there.
Yeah. Excellent advice. Excellent advice, Dr. Marilyn Wiley. Give us the Facebook page again, how to get to it, and let the audience know how to reach you.
It's at PJ's Corner. Uh-huh. And that's on Facebook right now. And if you want to get in touch with me, my page is I Am Dr. Marilyn. And I am on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And reach out any way you can get in contact with me. I'll give you more information of how you can help us and help out someone in your community. And donate to the cause, because we also help families. We adopt families and give out gifts and things that people need, dinners, whatever the case may be. Any way anyone can help at this point, even if it's that person themselves, just reach out.
Well,
it's not
gonna,
a public show.
You're going to hear from me. I'm definitely going to be reaching out to you, because I want to know a little bit more. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you
for what it is that you're doing in the world, and we definitely need that type of community and leadership. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Ricky Schwartz, Certified Life Coach here. Look, life coaching is a very personal business. So how can you possibly know whether I'm the right one to get into the weeds with you? By getting to know me through my radio show called My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life with Ricky Schwartz, live every second and fourth Wednesday at noon Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And if you do decide to swipe right, go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's get started together.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. www.rickyschwartz.com. Let the journey begin.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm going to right away introduce you to our next co-host, and it is T. Lotus. Welcome to the show, T. Lotus.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited that you're here. So I just want to share this morning, this is what I learned about you. Tamara T. Lotus is such a beautiful soul with a tragic story that she is turning around to help and inspire others. This is your reputation from people in social media, from what they've
said. Oh, wow.
Right? And I thought, wow, now that's touching. That's deeply moving right
there. It is.
Right?
It is.
Isn't that moving?
It is. It's so beautiful. Yes, I am. You know, first of all, hello, I'm T. Lotus, spiritual wellness coach and healer. My business is The Sacred Path. I help people heal mind, body, and soul so they can create their most incredible life. And my life is, I'm a living example that there is light in the darkness. And so thank you for having me on today. Giving me an opportunity to share love and light through my story. I lost my son, my oldest son. I'm the mother of five. And usually when I give my intro, I always say, and mother of five. Mother of five, and always will be a mother of five. But my oldest son died by suicide on his birthday, New Year's Day this year. After going through all of 2020, focused on just enduring the stresses and the challenges of living through the pandemic. And I remember towards the end of the year, just really being so grateful and just happy that my family had, you know, we've gotten through this. And then boom, on the first day of 2021, I lose my oldest son, and it was a universal kick in the gut. I am a healer, and in my business, my clients, I service my clients through coaching and spiritual readings and energy healings. But now I am the healer who needs to be healed. Yeah. What happens when the healer needs healing? And so this happened in January. I can tell you that I went to the very deepest of my emotions, of my grief, obviously so, right? But my spiritual journey has taught me that in the midst of the darkness, there is light. And it's one of the reasons why my spiritual mentor calls me T. Lotus, and why I have taken on that name, because the lotus flower is a beautiful flower that grows through muddy waters. It must have the muddy waters in order to grow. And it grow, and it doesn't emerge and unfold until it emerges. And so the muddy waters are the low vibration, the challenges, the loss, the frustration that we encounter. And I always like to say, take on the characteristics of the lotus, because we all are. And it's how we get through the muddy waters of our lives that determines how quickly we emerge to the light, how quickly we heal. or how slowly we heal. And that knowing was the one thing that I held on to in the depths of my grief. And so instead of resisting what happened, lots of whys, lots of, I don't understand. I surrendered. I surrendered to what is. And once I did that, the universe, God, all that is, made sure that I was taken care of through high vibrational people that helped me come out of the deepest of that depression to give me opportunities to share love and light, to be a living example of the lotus. And so, yes, that's my what I'm experiencing right now. And I would not be here to share this with you and your listeners if it were not for high vibrational people who made sure I didn't swim in those muddy waters or drown in the muddy waters. They held me up. And they did it with love. And that is what I want to radiate out to everyone and share with everyone, that if we're all interconnected and that if we radiate the love that we all have, we all can overcome any obstacle, any challenge.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so, wow. I'm like so taken back by what you shared. I really can relate to the suicide piece because I also have overcome suicide myself, being a suicide overcomer, but I don't know what it's like to lose a child. What's your son's name?
Carrie. My son's name is Carrie Hill.
Carrie Hill, bless his soul, his beautiful soul.
He is definitely, his energy is definitely supporting me. I still have a connection with my baby. That's why when I introduce myself, I say I'm a mother of five, because I will always be a mother of five. Love never dies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Love never dies. And you know, it's science. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed. And so that knowing that love never dies, his love for me, my love for him, he is in everything that I am doing and will do from now on. And that's a beautiful thing.
Wow. Bless you for being, you know, you are such an advanced consciousness being, because I can totally feel the authenticity of where you're coming from and what you're talking about. Everything that you're saying is so true, that it's the highest truth of what you're speaking. And so I really appreciate that. Definitely want to have you back again. Definitely want to talk to you more again.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so grateful that you came on. Let's tell the audience where they can look at you further, your social media, and find you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You can find me on Instagram if you want to connect with me there. Live Love Lotus 11. That's more my behind the scenes personal. So you can contact me there. Also, The Sacred Path 11. And you can check out any of the services that I offer on my website at thesacredpath11.com.
Yes. Oh my gosh, T Lotus, everything that you shared with us today, so raw, so vulnerable, so real. Thank you so much for shining that light and sharing this with us here today, for coming.
Thank you. I hope it uplifted someone. I hope it did.
I'm sure it did. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in. Stay tuned next for the Diane McClay Show. You know, Diane's one of our hosts that comes on at 12:30. So she's bound to inspire you into living in harmony with nature as she does. Thank you for listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And thank you to my co-host today. We'll see you again next time. Take care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.